Blog Talk Radio.
Fucking real dog. You can have sex artificially. But y'all can't figure out a way to goddamn provide power artificially and all that.
They're not affected.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. It reached all the way over here to the state. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. All right, check this out, people. I'm going to read y'all something real personal. This was probably ain't even supposed to be reading this, but you know what I'm saying? It was left out. So when it's left out, I'm reading it. All right. Now, this is a letter to mommy. It was not addressed to me. We'll bleep out the names of the parties involved, but you all can get my drift. You know what I'm saying? So, it says, I love you beyond words. I am beginning to see that grass is greener on your side. My dad said that I'm a liar and a troublemaker. He also said that I need to stop making negative comments about his wife. Sometimes I wonder if he would stand up for me like he stands up for the other kid. I feel so distraught by the way that he treats me that I just want to go a million miles away and never come back. I'm beginning to realize that unlike my father, your kids are your first priority. If a man were to mistreat me or any other siblings, you would have him out of the house in a heartbeat. Now, when it comes to my dad, he'd most likely throw his kids out and keep the woman. Go figure. Now, that was written by an 11, now 12-year-old child. And this is a growing problem, people. And I'm faced with it because I'm the one that's got to deal with it. You know? Deadbeat dads, y'all need to. Deadbeat dads, moms, you know, all those individuals out there that's not taking care of their kids properly. You know, this is a show for you.
I got one of those.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen her in 7 years. He won't comply with the court order. After the divorce, he calls her on the phone, but he don't come and see her.
Hmm.
7 years, people.
Well, this is, you know, and you already know, but we talked to you on the phone, but, you know.
Yeah.
I went through a situation recently where I dropped the older daughter off for the spring break, you know what I'm saying? And when we approached to go drop the child off, the dad didn't even get out of the car, give his daughter a hug, who we ain't seen in over like 10 years, you know, or really talked to, but ain't really, you know, ain't been in her life in over 10 years. And the only thing he did was sit in the car, and then when she got in the car, he pulled off. You know, let that all unless you know right there, you know, that, try not to blame it on the dad. But, you know, dads are in the lead on this race. And this is not a race that, you know, nobody should be winning. But dads are in the lead for being deadbeats and runouts. You know? And it's crazy. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what is my course of action, you know what I'm saying, to take. You know, because I am the other side. You know, the grass is green on the other side. Well, I'm the other side. You know, that's an indirect, direct message to me. You know, and being that, you know what I'm saying, the child recognizes that. So call up, people. Call a friend, tell a friend. 347-237-5125. Always live. Getting it in. Deadbeat parents and they kids. Yeah, that's another issue. Because right now, you know, the kids over in Japan probably wish they had a couple of anything right now, deadbeat parents or anything, you know. And, you know, Lord prayer go out to all the victims and victims' families, you know what I'm saying, of the earthquake / tsunami that has hit Japan, wiped out a lot of shit, and screwed up a lot of things, and including that nuclear reactor, which powers what the hell ever, I don't know. You know, I mean, y'all create electronics, you know what I'm saying? Well, why the hell you ain't got a bunch of damn, I don't know, Yokosumi dolls or something, that shit electricity or something to power your cities, I don't know. Y'all make Godzilla, but you can't make, you know what I'm saying? That's weird.
That's crazy.
That's weird. Yeah. One dude pointed out, he was like, damn, Japan is an island. Why they just don't harness the damn power from the water? But then you gotta think about, well, why don't everybody do that? The whole goddamn planet is what? 90% water, some shit like that? Some more larger amount than it is land. So why ain't everybody just sucking out, you know what I'm saying, recycling in the damn ocean water? Right.
Well, apparently the radiation reached Boston, too.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
It's all around the world, if you ask me.
Yeah. And then Russia, and this is how you find out crazy, dirty shit about different countries, and then but you don't know the effect that they done had on the United States. And this was back before Chernobyl in Russia, before that big nuclear blast, they had another. And now I'm watching this on a little TV, a little British TV. It was earlier today because they were talking about it. And I don't remember the exact dates. So I have to look it up. But they had a nuclear explosion that happened underground at one of their nuclear plants. And then it exploded, you know what I'm saying, on the ground. And they didn't tell the people about it. They didn't tell none of the public. You know what I'm saying?
It leaked into the water.
And up until 30 years later, they just starting to tell people. Now, you got to take it into the account that people that live there done moved around to different little spots. Some of the people done came over here to the United States. They don't do radiation detection when you come through the airport. So I ain't no telling, you know what I'm saying, you know, and it ain't like they do regular sweeps of the airport for radiation contamination.
They giving you radiation going through the scanners.
Well, yeah, I guess that's why they figure, fuck it, we got all this radiation in the air anyway, you know. we don't want to knock off the shit we got going on.
There's radiation in our food. When they bring in fruits and vegetables, they radiate them.
So we got a scanner.
They last longer and stay fresher longer.
Wow, that's why I'm
buying. So we're getting a lot of radiation, whether people know it or not. And then to eat healthy, you know, there's healthy ways to fight radiation. But if you're not buying organic, it's worthless.
Well, there is one ever recorded. Yeah, well, see, this was an accident, though. Shouts out to Alexander, shouts out to Goofy. Oh, Miss Heavenly Angel. But this was an accident. From one of the underground plants that they had, and it exploded underground. So this wasn't like a bomb or anything. This was just one of their reactors that they had, and it exploded, and they didn't tell the people. You know what I'm saying? And all the way up until today, this is 2011, and they got a guy that still goes out there, and his job is to walk around different sites and to bring exposure to the fact that it's still radiation. And when he puts his little Geiger counter down in little spots, you know, and it's snow all over the place, but little certain patches that don't have snow on it, you can hear it. You know what I'm saying? The little Geiger counter's going off. Let you know there's radiation still present.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then they had a little 14-year-old boy on there, you know what I'm saying, it was fucked up. You know, the little 14-year-old boy, and they proved it. Through the fact of the water, you know what I'm saying, that he just fucked up, put it that way. He can't talk, he a 14-year-old boy with a child's mind, and he just real fucked up, you know, and then they proved that. So it's like, man, come on, people, you know, this is what your governments will do to you, though, and I say governments, you know.
Yeah.
But then,
well, yeah. Alex also mentioned the cell phone, too, with radiation, you know, it leaks radiation as well.
Well,
so it breaks down your immune system and it causes cancer. Your hair falls out. All kinds of stuff happens.
Yeah.
Not a pretty thing. It's a slow, agonizing death.
Yeah. Now why I try to stay off the cell phone. Oh, what am I on? the cell phone. You know, it's one of those things that they've mentally made a necessity, you know. And I say mentally, people, they've mentally made having a cell phone a necessity. You must have a cell phone or you will fail. Fuck that, you know, damn cell phone. But getting back to the deadbeat dad situation.
Yeah, back to that, yeah. Let's beat up the dads and the deadbeat moms,
you know, because the Nutty News covered the deadbeat moms out there who force it. I guess you got to say force it because the child don't know what the fuck to do. But with the parents with the damn 102 cats and all this old animal shelter going wild news that we've been reading about, you know, and they've been having daughters up in the house and all this, you know, getting whatever kind of abuse they get. There's got to be some kind of abuse, you know, for your child to be laying around with smelly cats and other relatives doing whatever the hell they doing. You know, that's an abuse.
I was just going to say, I mean, sometimes it's better that the child is not around the father, if you know what I mean. It could be a good thing better than a bad thing. That doesn't mean he shouldn't be paying child support.
Well, I agree or disagree with child support. You know, child support nowadays is just, well, at least here in Florida, you know, it's just become a fucking baby meal ticket. You know what I'm saying? Chicks know that as soon as I have a child, I automatically get taken care of by the government. So it was set up to really make sure that the dad started paying something to the child, but now it's just become more of a game, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of these young women are playing, you know what I'm saying, and they just playing with the system and getting free benefits. You know, I'm not speaking for all of them, but it's a vast majority. Because, I say that because the ones who really are out them and are supporting their child, 9 times out of 10, if you ask them, they don't want to be on welfare or child support, because there's limitations, and you know, the government is all into your business, and it's real personal, even with receiving food stamps. So a lot of people don't want to be on probation technically like that, you know, and it's all in the way that you're looking at. You know, you still got to report in every damn month to get your little benefits or so-called benefits. You got to report in every other couple of months to make sure that you know, you keep your information updated and that you keep track of the baby daddy and his whereabouts and what he... See, that to me is probation. You know, I guess it's all how you look at it. To me, that's probation with a couple of fringe benefits. I guess you want to say that. But it does need to be, you know, it does need to be there. It does need to be in place because we have a lot of... you know, lazy individual fathers out there that don't step up to the goal and do what they're supposed to do. But then we got a lot of mothers out there, you know what I'm saying, that do that same thing. Who?
That's right. My mother abandoned me when I was 5 with 3 other siblings underneath me.
God damn. See? What is the cause of that, people? What is the point of that? You got families out here that go to the adoption agencies every day looking for kids to adopt and all that. Put a fucking, well, you can't do it now, Dale. I guess you could have. Want it, goddammit. Anybody own some kids? Damn, give them a chance. You know what I'm saying? Wealthy family only. You know, what the fuck I'm going to send them from a broke family to a broke family for? You know what I'm saying? You son of a bitch can't take care of them. Shit. Real quick news break. And this comes from eHow, trusted device for the curious life, provided by Singapore's own Alexander, Mr. 84. And this is the only background music we got, goddammit. I can play Give Us a Bone, but it's a little loud.
Sorry. I just want to remind, you know why?
Because it's so fucking hot. Concerns over global warming and the spike in oil prices have renewed worldwide interest in nuclear energy, which, as a means of generating commercial electricity, had been more abound in the United States since the 1970s and was being rolled back in Germany. About 15% of the world's electricity comes from nuclear power. Nuclear energy brings with a unique combination of strengths and weaknesses. The only advantage that it has is zero carbon emissions. Nuclear energy does not involve burning fossil fuels and therefore does not in any way contribute to greenhouse gas emissions. In this respect, albeit only this respect, it is as clean as solar, wind, geothermal, and hydropower. Disadvantage: waste disposal. Spent fuels from a nuclear power plant are radioactive and highly toxic. They also pose security risk, as terrorists who acquire a substantial amount of nuclear waste could construct a so-called dirty bomb with the purpose of spreading radioactive materials over large areas. An accident or attacking involving radioactive waste would likely contaminate a strictly local area. Now, this is my thing. If terrorists get these so-called radioactive materials, how they don't contaminate and fuck themselves up and everybody around them? Are they walking in with safety suits on, picking up some goddamn uranium and shit and walking out the building, putting it in their goddamn little half-ass truck and transporting that shit to the mountains? That's all I'm saying. But your terrorists live right next door, people. Huh? Your terrorists live right next door. Another advantage, it has energy independence. It's derived from uranium and plutonium. Uranium is available in plentiful quantities, and plutonium is created as a byproduct of the nuclear fission process, replacing oil-burning power plants with nuclear power plants will therefore be helping with achieving energy independence. Its disadvantage is reactor safety, which, time and time again, has shown reactors becoming unstable. All the way in Japan to Russia to everywhere around the world that deals with fucking nuclear power. Accidents of this type have the potential to release radioactivity over the immense area, and a small, well-contained accident might just contaminate the power plant, while a major one could result in fallout being spread worldwide. And I'm not talking one of these six dudes. I'm talking worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Wow, that's crazy. Shout out to 186 Dudes Wanted Worldwide Radio. Make sure y'all check out Mr. Goof. Yeah, live on www.trilateralradio.com. That is www.trilateralradio.com. Home of the new 24/7 streaming. All your local latest hits. What's that dude you heard on now from Seattle, Washington?
What is that?
Seattle. Oh, I'm doing the Buick. Seattle. The artist streaming live on the website. What's his name?
Oh, only one be the white. Only one. Are you talking about one of the?
I got all of them. I got everything you said, man. They in rotation.
Only one be the wiser.
Oh, okay. That's one of them.
Okay, Jagger Hill.
He on this. He in Bryn rotation
King.
Somewhere.
Bryn King.
Yeah, got him. It's a mix. One. Well,
Bryn King is coming up. Let me tell you, he wants to come on the show again and tell you what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Up.
Yeah, we support.
He called me. He wants to come back on. So when can we schedule that?
We got him. Oh yeah, I meant to tell you, I got my new computer. Well, not a new computer, but I got my desktop fixed. And fully upgraded with Windows 7 and full memory, so I just got to get with Mr. Sayonai, International Smokers Representative, so we can test it out, which I think we're going to be good to go.
Oh, that'll be good. Well, when can we schedule Bryn King? He wants to come on.
Oh, remote viewer.
It's only a
30-minute
show.
Oh, yeah, so you got to talk fast. Bam.
You want to set it up for Friday?
Yeah. We might as well get it on in the workings.
Okay, well, I'll call them today and let them know. Show up on Friday.
No, this is just the old desktop, you know, not the EPATH China. But shout out to EPATHChina.com. Make sure y'all go there and check out some cool items, man. I need to link up with them and become an affiliate. They have a lot of business. And, yeah, we only got a couple of seconds left at the end of this show. And make sure y'all come back each and every day, 12 p.m. to 12:30 for a quickie. Until we go live on www.trilateralradio.com. Bringing you the hottest 2 hours of radio on or off the internet. With your host, Captain Smell. So good. International Smokers Representative, Mr. Cyanide. And the one who woke me up and wake me up every morning to do these shows, people, is Seattle's own, representing Washington real big. The co-host is with the mostest, and that's Miss Heavenly Angel. And I have to thank you once again for waking me up, because, yeah, I was in a smoker's daze, you know, before you called on the line. I'm looking, I don't know what the hell I was doing. No, I'm actually, I'm looking up some jobs online. My girl want to go into the aviation industry, you know, so we can get some free flights and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, what better place to be? You know, if you want to fly for free, than in the aviation industry. You know, and if I wasn't so hell bent on not working for anybody, I'd apply myself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because that was my MOS. That was my job in the military, was aviation. But I, just can't bite the bullet. So I do what I do. And I'm watching the rain. The rain is coming down. It's a rainy day in Florida.
It's a good thing. Maybe not. Have radiation in it.
Hey, you know. And gets carried all the way from Japan in the rain. Through the clouds. And then rains down on us like a diabolical weapon.
Not
good. It's called the cloud of pain. Nah, you gotta come up with something else more. The cloud of agony. The cloud of destruction. Yeah, there you go. COD. You get it. COD. Cloud of destruction.
That's COD.
Get the COD.
Cash holds every day.
Yeah, I gotta figure out this problem though, because this is a rising problem. And how about just last week, I talked to another friend of mine, close homeboy of mine, because another close homeboy of mine is getting married. And as we talking, you know, I let him know the situation that we talked about with the suicide thing. And then he says, and the same thing happened to him with a 16-year-old. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
I'm listening.
Yeah. But the same thing happened with a 16-year-old. And I was like, wow, that is crazy, man. I thought I was the only one going through this crazy shit. He was like, nah, man. She tried to take as much motherfucking no-dose pills.
Man.
And people know those pills won't kill you. You'll probably get sick, but yeah. That's not the way to... Well, not even teaching you how to do it. Who is this? Confucia is addicted, which the damned and accused are convicted to the flames of hell. Okay, shouts out to Eagle. Oh, yeah, Alexander. Is it new? When is Trilateral Radio? Oh, all right.
Where's
Alexander? No, he asked me, where's the new show going? Yeah, and I had to tell him, www.trilateralradio.com, people. If y'all ain't known about it, you better know about it. Damn, I should have dropped the link. My bad. Damn. We slipping. slipping, supposed to be link bombing.
No, nah, I got it to him on Facebook. And Bryn King says he'll be there Friday. He'll be here Friday. It's all set up.
All right, that's what's up, people. Y'all check us out this Friday. Feature in the Artist Friday. I'll go ahead and set that up. Mr. Bryn King back in the building, holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. Yeah. Well, this is for the guests who still deciding to sit up in here. Here you go. Take that. Do-do-do. Radio. Oh, he came back in. Bam! Confutatis, Malictis, Flamis Acubus, Addictis. The damned and accused are convicted to the flames of hell. Oh.
To each their own, huh?
Yeah, you know. You all got these damn religious nuts and drive around with the stickers all over the car and you'll be damned. But you're cursing. Oh.
There's live music streaming at the, where are we going?
www.trilateralradio.com. Listen to the live stream. Click listen live button. People, click the listen live button.
Music from around the world.
And I mean the wow. We even got some damn Netherlands music on there. Shouts out to Sinai. Put some Netherlandian music on there. I don't know who the f- it is, but it's on there.
I'm the stateside co-host. I'm stateside co-host. He's the international co-host.
Oh, well. He's a smoker's representative, you know. We got to have somebody representing who can smoke legally. Since you've given up the juice, you know, she's given up the juice, ladies and gentlemen. She's given up the juice. But it's all good because we're still chilling, you know. Making it happen, pop locking and dropping. And, yeah. So the next thing now, though, is to sit down. We got to have the dun-dun-dun. The sit down. So, you know, we all back. Everybody had their vacation. You know, we got the chance to learn each other and then get a break from each other. You know what I'm saying? To see what the other side is like. Which I already knew what time that was. That was I told their moms before they left. I'm like, man, please. They're going to be running and get back. You know what I'm saying? Running. I mean, because I just like to do things with kids. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to sit around the house. And they got so many parks in this area. It's crazy. I mean, I ain't never seen so many parks. Like, every single corner, there's at least 10 parks within a 5-block radius.
Wow, that's a lot of parks.
I mean, I'm like, God damn. There's a dog walk, 2 dog walkers for pet parks. 2 pet parks. They love the damn animals. 2 pet parks.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and then you got all kind of kid parks, and then you got the adult parks, you know what I'm saying, for basketball, the racquetball, all that crap. So, I mean, it's just a bunch of parks. Like, everybody got something to do, you know, at the park. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Now, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, because you don't see it, you know, especially in Tampa, we don't have it like that. Oh, it's getting a little chilly with it outside. Currently looking at the rain as I take a smoke break. And the rain is coming down pretty steady. Pretty steady indeed. But this keeps down the flies, so that's a good thing, because the damn flies be coming out while I'm doing the summer or springtime. You know, heat around here, boy, they be out. Wow, like wildfires. Heat up the trash or something, and they just come out in droves or something. I don't know what it is.
He says there's a problem with the music over there in Trilateral Radio.
Uh-oh.
Also, the chat room in there, too.
Uh-oh. Something has changed in the Matrix.
Well, cyanide's at work. We're getting ready to leave, one of the two.
Let's see what is going storms. We're going to listen live. Yeah, I'm in there. I see you in there. Is music playing?
That's not playing any music. Definitely not playing any music right now.
Yeah, fire is his own stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a broken record playing over and over and over.
All righty then. Have to hit up the technician. Find out what is going on with that. Oh, there you go. There you go. Mr. Alexandero.
Are you Smokey Dumplings? Smokey Dumplings.
Damn. Oh, that was my train. I thought he was holding the gold chain.
Oh, I see that. The Simpsons, Bart.
Yeah, I've been having to go back through all my websites too, and edit all my websites because all my websites got weed paraphernalia or something on it, and my artist is trying to get. Some gigs, and I guess the people who want to do the gigs for her went through my websites, because I'm affiliated with her, and said that they don't like the way I got all my shit posted up.
Who said that?
Some dudes I ain't talked to them. Some dudes that supposed to be getting Ms. John to getting her some paid shows. You know, they was looking at her information, trying to find her online. But like I told her, you didn't create anything online. I created everything about you online. So, of course, everything going to link up to me. But I ain't the one that's trying to go to work for them. And I ain't the one that's getting the job. So how can you sit up here and judge by what somebody else is doing, you know what I'm saying, about that person? Regardless if I'm, you know, I'm just another promoter, you know what I'm saying, putting the artist out there just like all the other artists. You know, I'm like, well, why? I don't see why. You know, what me, my affiliation of what I got posted up have to do with you or him when I don't know him, period, and I'm not working for him or working with him.
Yeah.
I ain't get that one. I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's like 8 years worth of, that's like 8 years worth of material, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Well, what do you got to say for these last few minutes about deadbeat parents?
Fighting the gum. That's what. We're in VIP hour, people. And archive. Only in an archive when we're gonna be happy. But yeah, all you deadbeat dads out there, and I know my father wasn't, you know, he wasn't in my life. He left my life about 3 years old. And I found him when I turned like 15, 16 and got my little vehicle, you know, got my car. Actually found him, you know what I'm saying? And then that's how we reestablished each other, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, I encourage kids, if you really, you know, destined to find out who your father is or never find out, you know, go and start doing some research, you know what I'm saying? Find his ass. Don't let your parents, don't let your parents be deadbeats, you know what I'm saying? Put your foot on their neck sometime. Apply some pressure.
Oh, wow, don't say that.
Yeah, apply some pressure, man.
Am like I some kid really doing that?
Well, hey, if your kid is bigger than you, then you shouldn't be a deadbeat goddamn parent. Shit. And you'd be able to fend for yourself.
You gotta wonder, though, if they also had a deadbeat parent, too, as well, you know, passing it on, tradition.
Yeah, but, you know, it ain't tradition. You got to break the mold, you know. You know, my dad got AIDS. He died of AIDS. I ain't passing that tradition on.
That's
you know what I'm saying? That's not something
well,
you want to pass on.
I didn't know that.
That's not a trait you want to pass on, you know. So
you
I don't believe in that.
What do you got, 30 seconds?
Yeah. We about to be up out here, people. So much love to you. See you on the show
much
tomorrow.
Love.
Tuesday time for something. And we'll be up in
what
this.
What about www.radio.com.
We got to do a jingle. We got to get our jingle together, people. These jingles
see
together.
You tomorrow.
All right. Thank you once again, Ms. Co-hostess with the Moses, Heavenly Angel.
Representing.
All right. This Friday, people, y'all look out for one of the hardest, hottest up-and-coming indie artists.